wiring needs.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm talking with Dr. Bob Larson, who's a professor of beef cattle medicine at Kansas State College of Veterinary Medicine here. We're talking about breeding season and other things. That's kind of the popular time of year here for cattle producers. Let's talk a little bit about parasite control. What are the typical parasites you guys are seeing this time of year?
You betcha. Well, as we move into the summer, it's the time when we really do see flies, ticks to a lesser extent. And so that becomes really important. And there's a number of ways we can deal with flies. We have some natural ways of dealing with them as far as how we rotate pastures and move cattle away from the source of flies. But also we use some insecticide ear tags, as well as some insecticides that we can spray on or dust on the cattle. And so that's something to work real closely with your veterinarian. There's a number of different products that can be used. Each has kind of their advantages and disadvantages, depending on the situation, the size of the pasture, the number of cattle, those types of things. But the good thing is we have a number of pretty good products that, you know, kind of a range of prices, depending a lot on convenience. The more, as you might imagine, the more convenient products tend to be a little bit more pricey, but the labor cost is less because it's a one-time treatment. So those are some of the things to talk to your veterinarian about. Make sure you've got a good fly control program. The other thing we do also talk about is the internal parasites or the worms. Adult animals, adult cattle in this part of the country are pretty resilient. In other words, they aren't typically negatively affected unless the load gets very, very high. But young animals are quite sensitive, and again, people that are used to other types of animals, such as puppies or kittens, know that those young animals are the ones that are most susceptible to parasites and to have health problems associated with that. So again, working with your veterinarian to really have a program that's focused on those young animals, but sometimes we vaccinate or we deworm and give parasite treatment to the adults as much to decrease the population that the young animals are exposed to. Not so much just to get the benefit to the adults, but it's a population control.
Gotcha. Well, as far as you mentioned using insecticides here, how do you know if that's going to maybe affect the cattle? Because I imagine some of them could be allergic to some of those insecticides.
Yeah, it's relatively rare, okay. But there are some of the chemicals that occasionally some cattle or certain breeds of cattle might be a little bit more sensitive to. And that's one of the reasons to work closely with your veterinarian. They know in any safety issues and best ways to treat the cattle and any concerns that might arise. So most of those products are pretty safe, but like you say, there's always the chance for some problems, and those are not common, but your veterinarian can kind of help you avoid any small risk that remains.
Well, you mentioned flies. What about mosquitoes? Is that a problem around the pastures?
You know, as we talk about mosquitoes carrying diseases in other species, humans included, there's a number of mosquito-borne diseases that I don't want to get. But they really don't occur in cattle, at least in this part of the world. And so while mosquitoes are an annoyance to many other species, flies are definitely the main flying insect. And the other one that'll cause some problems is the tick. As I mentioned earlier, with anaplasmosis, anaplasmosis is a disease that is carried by ticks. And the unfortunate thing is we don't have nearly as good of insecticides or effective products to control ticks as we do flies. And so they're just a little bit more of a challenge. They're pretty hardy.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, in the pasture here, I imagine there's probably ways you can minimize some of that as well.
But mm-hmm. Yes, there's different ticks like different parts of the pasture. And so they kind of like brushy areas. One of our tick experts explained to me, they said, wherever deer like to hang out is where ticks like to hang out because they like the same types of environment. And so it's not uncommon for cattle producers to have a pretty good idea which pastures that they own tend to have a much higher tick load. They tend to be the ones with kind of some woods, some brushy areas and things like that. One of the things that even some of the prescribed burning that we do in pastures around Manhattan has some effect against ticks. And again, so planning, that's one of the other aspects of the pasture burning is the effect or the opportunity to use it to help kind of beat back some of the tick populations.
Okay. Again, speaking of Dr. Bob Larson, professor of beef cattle medicine here at K-State Vet Med, talked about breeding season. We've talked about vaccinations here. Anything else people should know here ahead of breeding season maybe we haven't highlighted?
Well, what I always emphasize is make sure you do all the little things well. So just good animal husbandry, so monitoring water quality, water accessibility, make sure that you've got plenty of grass for the cattle out there, good fences. You start with the basics, and that takes care of most problems most of the time.
And I know it's been rainy. We haven't had to deal with drought here too much, but let's say we have a few weeks here of dry weather here. How can that impact the pastures and the feed available to the cows?
And that's drought is something that if you live in Kansas, you need to have a drought management plan, because it's not unusual for at least part of the year, many years, to be low enough on water. And the two areas that we think about is first of all, just water for the cattle, making sure that there's adequate supplies to meet their needs, as well as enough rainfall to keep the grass growing. So, again, working with some specialists, sometimes your veterinarian, sometimes an extension specialist, to develop a drought management plan so that you can make some adjustments as early in a drought season as possible. So, like you said, right now things are looking pretty good. We're not too worried about drought right at the moment, but things can change. And so kind of planning ahead of time how to kind of reduce stocking pressure to make sure that you can move cattle where there's water available. Those are the types of exercises that are best done not in the heat of the moment, but when you can kind of plan ahead and have a good drought management strategy. So probably right now when it's least on your mind is a good time to actually think about it.
Very good. Well, it's always good to have tools like K-State Vet Med and Research and Extension to fall back on here for our producers. I want to talk a little bit about this weekend is graduation, and I'm sure you have a number of students who are going to be partaking in that this weekend.
You bet. This is a really exciting time of year for the veterinary students. The seniors are all graduating this coming Friday, so it's fun to watch them graduate. They start in the vet school curriculum as freshmen 4 years ago, and they've learned a lot during that time frame. We run quite a bit of information past them, and they have quite a bit of responsibility as they go through that curriculum. We're really excited about this graduating class. They've all got jobs. They're ready to go out and work. And I hope people realize the diversity of jobs that veterinarians go into. We have a number of our graduates that are going into the military, so they will serve in a number of ways in the military. They take care of some of the service dogs as well as the pets of service members, as well as food safety. Just they have a lot of jobs within the military. We have a lot of students that are going into rural mixed animal practices in Kansas. They're going out in the community. Sometimes it's communities that they grew up in. Sometimes it's brand new communities, and they're really spread all over the state. And then we have students really going to all corners of the world. They're going all over the United States, taking different types of jobs. Some of them are going to do some advanced training. It's an exciting time of year. It's been quite a few years since I was in their shoes, but it's an exciting time when you're basically just getting that career started off, and everything's new and exciting.
I imagine it's a career field. There's plenty of jobs to be had right now.
Right now, it is a very good market for the students that are graduating. I've had a number of veterinarians and other people looking to hire somebody that called me in the last few weeks, and I have to tell them everybody's got a job and they're already landed, so they're starting to look at the next graduating class. And so it's a really strong market for veterinarians right now.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have.
Yeah, very good. Well, congratulations to all the graduates this weekend and all the wonderful work going on at KSU Vet Med. Dr. Larson, appreciate the time here.
You bet. Have a good morning.
All right. Again, that's Dr. Bob Larson, professor of beef cattle medicine, K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.